I'm really pleased to be welcoming to the show my next guest. You know, I went out, Theatricum Botanicum, always at least one play every year always just grabs me, and I got to go see it, and it's remarkable. And I went to see the play called Trouble in Mind, and it's a play by Alice Childress, who is a playwright who is not alive anymore, and who through most of her career, even though she was very prolific, but she also had to fight for every inch of ground that she got. And she wrote a play called Trouble in Mind, and it is being put on by Theatricum Botanicum, and it was an incredibly from beginning to end, I just sat there and I didn't want it to end, okay? I kept thinking, no, we've got to go further. And joining us today to talk about this is Max Lawrence.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, man. Get a little closer to the mic. There you go. And you play, so tell people who you play in.
Yes, in Trouble in Mind, I play John Nevins. This is a play about a group of actors. And in the middle of the 50s, they're putting on this show that has some very strong racial implications, a group of black actors and white actors, and I play one of the black actors, a young black actor. This is his first Broadway show, and boy, is he about to get an education in some things.
And one of the people that gives you that in education is sitting across the street from me, across the table from me. I'm telling you, it's remarkable, because Ernestine, I have to say something here. We did this, I had you in a little while ago, about what, 2 years ago now? Something like that, maybe a little bit?
Yes, it was 2 years ago.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes, 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 yes. And it was, go ahead.
Yeah, I was Calpurnia in that. I had a great time playing her.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is it was also, you came in here, and we talked about that play, and we talked about it again after the show was over.
Yes.
And it was just an incredibly important thing. And then to see you step up in this role now, where you play, tell people who you play in this.
I'm Ernestine Phillips, I play Willetta. Now, Willetta she's been around a long time, but basically musical theater. She's done a lot of musical theater, but she gets this opportunity at the twilight of her life, I guess you could say. She's been around that long. And
I want you to look at who you're talking to, okay?
Oh, to do
not talking about twilight of life, okay?
To do a dramatic part. To do a dramatic part. And it is Broadway. She has made it to Broadway. And has made a career doing a lot of stereotype parts. A lot of actors have. And especially during that time. But this time she gets a chance to do Broadway. And it's not like she hasn't read the script. Mm-hmm. Does it even really matter? It's pretty much the same thing she's always done, and she's bit her tongue and done it.
And actually, in a way, I mean, I have to say, and Ernestine, I have to tell you, Ernestine Phillips is one of the best actresses I've seen, actually. I'm telling you. It's
oh,
like,
my God.
No,
that's
no, I'm telling, no,
well,
I'm
my
serious.
Head has gotten real big.
it's allowed to, all right, because it's actually, I mean, I know when I was sitting out there, and this was the opening night of it, and I was sitting out there, and everyone was waiting. They wanted to talk to you, but they also wanted to talk to Ernestine, because you just, something in what you brought in the character just, and it was true, the same thing with the part that you had in To Kill a Mockingbird, just really reached out to people, and I thought that was extremely important.
Well, I always say that my ancestors sort of always rise up to greet me. There's something, there is something about these women that you want to try to make them as truthful as you possibly can, as you know it, you know. And and as Max has heard me say, and any other young person, they hear me say, I always say, well, you know, I grew up in segregation, and I'm still pissed about it. That you want to bring these women their truth to life. I have no problem playing them, but you really want to show what they went through, what my mother went through, you know.
Let me ask you this, because this will feed over to you too, Max.
Sure.
Because in this play, and Alice Childress is actually a remarkable writer.
Incredible.
Incredible. One who never got the recognition that she deserved. And she did finally, like Britain, they produced this play, and it was a smash hit. In the U.S., they told her, could you ease it up a little bit, make it a little bit more friendly?
Right.
And she was like, yeah, get out of here.
Right. And, you know, and she tried, for 2 years she tried to compromise. Mm-hmm. But no, they wanted more and more and more, and she says, absolutely not. You know, when this play was first produced, I think it was November 4th, 1955, interesting enough, just less than a month later, Rosa Parks refused to get up off the bus. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff was happening. But when it was first produced off-Broadway and it won the Obie Award, she played Willetta. Because she didn't trust anybody else with it. Mm-hmm. She directed and played the part, and I'm sure she was just incredible, doing it.
Now, let me ask you this. That's an important point. It leads right into what I was going to ask you, which is, look, you know, you're playing Willetta, and Willetta is actually, yes, it's true what you're saying. She comes, and she's sort of, look, she's a little bit sort of been through this, been down those roads. I know what's going on, so I'm just going to sit back. I know what to say. I know how to talk to the director. It don't matter what I think. I'm just here to get paid. That's it. And Max, your character comes in, starry-eyed and like, yes, and you know.
Very young, very naive at the start of all this promise, yes.
Right, and Willetta says, grow up, man.
Right, she schools him. She doesn't, it's her motherly instincts come out. It's a protectiveness. This is how you survive. Now, you're the new Negro. But don't be too new, because if you're too aggressive or too cocky, you're going to be out of a job. This is how you handle white folks. It's like the poem, We Wear the Mask, which is absolutely true. And this piece is, I'm talking about pulling the curtain back. This is right in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me ask Max, We Wear the Mask. How did that? Did you think about that when your character? Because your character does come in really set the theater world on fire, and then is forced to basically shuffle and smile and giggle.
It's the number of lessons that he has to go through over the course of this play was really fascinating. The thing that I drew the most inspiration from was in Ithaca, New York, in where I went to college, and in 2008 going into 2009, that was my senior year, and seeing, you know, Barack Obama had just been elected, and then in January 2009 was the inauguration, and this sense from so many of my classmates that we have made it as America, we have made it, we have entered this new era of post-racial society. And I looked at that, I reflected on that experience, because in the eyes of John, he's seeing Rosa Parks. He's seeing the Montgomery bus boycotts. They mention Little Rock, the Little Rock Nine, you know, so the iterations that this play has gone through, they've included that play, they've included, or that point in history, they've included Dr. King. He is walking into New York, coming from Virginia, and into New York with this idea of, we made it. We are at an era where my generation is going to fix the things that the generation previous couldn't. And then, you know, his first interaction is with Willetta from this former generation, and she's saying, no, this is the formula. And he has to take that with, you know, naively, with a grain of salt, because, you know, like all young folks, they don't know how it is, and they don't know where we're headed. And, you know, this new generation and the friendship that he forms with the young white actress of the company, you know, this is the future to which we're headed. And then he gets this awakening, the way I imagine many of my classmates in Ithaca, hopefully by now, have gotten this awakening that the future that we thought we were marching towards, that we thought we were ushering in, is not here yet. Very much not so.
Mm-hmm. And not even, Willetta is not the only one who warns him. The other black characters do too. Millie tells him, stay away from her. This is not going to work for you. This, you know, we're going to be out there marching in your defense or something, trying mm-hmm. to raise your bell if you keep, you know, getting close to this white girl.
And he says, "What did I do? I'm right. being nice.
Right.
And even, I didn't do anything."
Even the older black gentleman that's played by Gerald Rivers, and Millie's played by Constance Lopez, and then there's
Judy Durkin.
And we have a whole
a dynamite cast.
A dynamite cast, you know, with Mark Lewis and Chris Jones and everybody there. Warns him about this. So it's not just Willetta telling him that this is the social climate. I know you, once again, you're the new Negro, but it ain't, you ain't that new. You can still be lynched.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, actually, this is there's a very powerful, we won't go into it because I don't want to take anything away from people, but there's a very powerful description of a lynching that was viewed by one of the cast members.
Yes.
That was just, I mean, just it had the entire audience in tears angry, you know, and, mm-hmm. but then see the look at that. And I have to tell people that there is, without giving much away, I have to tell people that Ernestine, your character actually has the most influence,
mm-hmm.
you know, on basically everybody else in the cast. And people judge themselves going up against you. And there's a point where you begin to question things.
Yes.
And that is an extremely important point because it concentrates all that's going on at the time, but also all that's happened in the past. And you're reexamining your entire life. And Max, you're sitting there and your character is like, wait a minute, damn it, man, you told me to do that. And I bought into it. And what do you, you know? And
right.
But there's like this thing at the end, going towards the end, where things change. And mm-hmm. it's one of the most both painful mm-hmm. to watch things, mm-hmm. but also one of the most liberating in terms of seeing this play, and because you have a play within a play where the black people in this cast are actually, and most of the cast has bought into the whole scene.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then there's a questioning that happens that happens with you first, Ernestine, with your character, and Max then with yours.
Yep.
And it really, I mean, it is a remarkable thing to watch because it really brings things. It has a lot to do with even what's going on today in terms of, black people got it made, man.
Right.
They got, you know, they can do this, they can do that. And then you think about Trump telling the cops, as we were just saying, Trump telling the cops to, you know, you want to smash their head in, you want to, you know, do this, do that. There's all this stuff.
And brutalize people because of the color of their skin.
Right, right.
And this thing that's happening in Missouri.
Yeah.
Where the NAACP has a travel ban. I mean, this is the first that for the whole state that it is.
It's a warning.
It's a warning for people of color not to go through Missouri, not to live in Missouri, and et cetera. It is the most, I think, the horrific thing that can happen to this country. And if it takes off in that state and goes to others, I mean.
I think they're getting ready to declare it for the entire country.
Wow. Can you believe that? I mean.
Yeah, I can believe it. I can, actually.
It is, wow, what is one step forward and a whole bunch of steps back?
But that's the thing, and that's the thing that I want to encourage people to see this play. It's really and actually it's the Trouble in Mind. It's at Theatricum Botanicum, and it opened up last week, and it's directed by Ellen Gear. And let's see, what is the schedule here now?
It runs all the way until September 30th. But let me just spell this Theatricum because everybody goes, what, really?
Okay.
theatricum.com. theatricum.com. And the box office number is area code 310-455-3723. That's 310-455-3723. But let's talk about Ellen Gear for a minute.
Actually, we have 30 seconds left.
Is that all we have?
Yes. Say it real fast.
An incredible director, fearless, respects her actors like no other, likes it right in your face, telling the truth. Her and her family have always done that. Will Gear, who was Grandpa Walton's, have always fought for people's rights, civil rights, human rights, and we love her. And thank you, Ellen, for this play.
And this whole season.
Oh, my goodness.
And what it brings to.
All right, we're getting, people are throwing things at me on the other side of the screen.
Oh, they are. We're done? Oh, my God.
Okay, let me just say this.
Okay.
Ernestine Phillips, Max Lawrence, just an incredible, incredible play. You guys are two members of the cast. The whole cast was remarkable. And I think this is a play that people need to see. So don't miss it, all right?
Please, please.
Trouble in Mind, Alice Childress.
And it's a perfect time to have Trouble in Mind, all right? All right. We're going to go out now with Decisions from Outer National. Talk to you again next week.